What's up, man? Are we rolling?
Always.
I love it.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Isn't it a beautiful day here in West Philadelphia?
Yes.
Good to see all of you.
So we've got a lively bunch of people gathered on the corner of 52nd and Chancellor outside the African Cultural Art Forum, which once upon a time was the Aqua Lounge, the last place that Lee Morgan performed in Philadelphia in October of 1971.
I want to welcome you to the dedication of Edward Lee Morgan's historical marker.
Hey, it's the late set. We are here with a bonus drop on the heels of a very special day in Philadelphia. That voice you just heard was Faye Anderson of All That Philly Jazz. She's responsible for these events in West Philadelphia. And in a little while, we're going to take you to the ceremony and hear some more voices that fill in what happened and how we got here.
You're in the right place. Yours truly, Greg Bryant, with Nate Chenin on the late set, honoring Lee Morgan. And we had a chance to do that in the flesh in West Philadelphia on a sunny day. It was a memory I won't forget, man. One of my best days working here so far.
Yeah, the whole community came out for this. And what we're talking about is the official dedication of a historical marker commemorating the life and legacy of Lee Morgan on the corner of 52nd and Chancellor Streets. And this is a corner that is significant for a number of reasons. And for our purposes here, we want to just mention that this was the former site of the Aqua Lounge, which was an important club on the Strip back in the day, and was the last place that Lee Morgan performed in his hometown. You know, it now operates as the African Cultural Art Forum. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the physical space of that room is still there.
If those walls could only talk, they would tell us stories. But luckily, members of the community who saw Lee and others were there, and I got to speak with them. So I may have been born 40 years too late to experience that in some kind of fashion, but there were lots of people there who saw Lee, who shook his hand, who even drove him home. There to honor him, the spirit was high.
I think it's important to recognize as well that when you talk about the community, we are specifically talking about the Philadelphia jazz community and the Black community in Philly.
Right.
52nd Street, that corridor is a really historic site for Black consciousness, African-American pride and culture. There's a bookstore across the street that has its own plaque, mm-hmm. you know, commemorating a history of sort of enlightening the community. And we talked to a number of people in that audience who, you know, they knew Lee at the Aqua Lounge because they were just in the neighborhood.
Right.
You know, and there was this real sort of, I think, largely unspoken, but very clear feeling of like heavy cultural vibration in the memory of Lee Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't just we're celebrating a really talented jazz musician. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right, exactly. We're celebrating the guy that we knew, that we hung out with, that we got a drink with, that we held his horn or did errands for him. You know what I mean? Lee was a king when he came back home. And that plaque right there, I tell you, just drives home the royalty and the exhortation that the community has for Lee Morgan. And specifically, I love it, Nate, because we're talking about Aqua Lounge, 1971, late period Lee Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
We always cherish the Sidewinder, and we should. We cherish this young guy who was with Art Blakey even years before that. But late career Lee Morgan might just be my favorite period, because as he was growing, as he was transforming himself and bettering himself, the music just got better along with
yeah.
it. In those late period ensembles, Lee surrounded himself with people that were also growing in the music and personally. One of those persons was Billy Harper. He succeeded Benny Maupin in the band. Billy Harper was with us for this unveiling as the honored guest.
Yeah, we're glad to be here celebrating with Lee Morgan.
As a person who witnessed Lee's final moments, I'll say it that way, but also witnessed and was right alongside him in his triumphant melodic bursts, no one was happier to be there than Billy Harper. I really felt that.
Yeah, it was, you know, there was a real sense of like jazz royalty in our presence. He was like, man, it's an honor to be here.
You know, I think it's always good to recognize where you're from. And it's good for the people there to recognize you. You know, although you might go out into the world and play all over the world, all kind of places, you're still from where you came. And this is his place. It's good. I'm happy to be here.
So as with any official event like this, where there's a marker unveiling or a plaque unveiling or something, you know, the politicians come out.
Sure.
Right? You got to have some officials to, you know, there was no like tape to be cut with a giant pair of scissors. but you know, that's kind
They're
of the vibe.
House. They know their constituents.
But you know what was cool is like sometimes you go to an event like this and the people who are representing the politicians and the, you know, officials don't seem to have a clue. You know, that's often the case with these kinds of things. But I thought that everybody who spoke at this event was really on point and understood the nature and even like understood the legacy of this man.
Absolutely. We say the name. It keeps the works valid. It keeps them in the air, keeps the spirit eternal. Senator Vincent J. Hughes did just that, name-checking at least 10
it was
Lee
kind
Morgan
of like,
albums.
It was. He kind of gave me chills, actually.
The Sidewinder, who we know that. Search for a New Land. Cornbread. The Gigolo. Candy. The Cooker. Live at the Lighthouse. Caramba. The Rump Roller. Infinity. Tomcat. City Lights. The Procrastinator. Sonic Boom. Charisma. Leeway. Taru. The Last Session. So many contributions in an art form that stands the test of time.
And it was a beautiful thing because he named all these albums and you got the sense like, yes, I am recognizing this legacy, but he was doing so as a means of establishing the connection and then segueing to the idea, like this was a man who walked among us and he now has this honor, you know, planted permanently on this street corner. Like this is, you know, it was really recognizing the gravity of that moment.
We are informed to always lay down markers for the contributions that we make. Because if we don't lay down the marker, people who will, and other folks will tell our history. We must tell our history so that it is told correctly and is told with a level of authentic nature, sincerity, detail that only we can provide.
He put us in the center of that spirit. And those in attendance really did too. I can't think of another time where I've seen Lee Morgan t-shirts, you know, and that might be right. a cliche to some, but it wasn't. It was really honor in the best sense of the concept.
You know, I was wearing one myself and somebody else who was wearing a different one, he was like, man, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
Like, I need to find out how to get that one.
You know, the Lee Morgan fan club representatives were there. I mean, people from far away as D.C., Maryland, you know, made the trek to come to Philadelphia to be in the house. Or outside the house for an honor of a guy that has had a controversial past, but make no mistake about it. His music is the center. It's to be elevated. It's to be exalted. And when you go to that corner right now, you will be reminded right away how large this legend really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think we want to toss to some words from a woman named Valerie Gay, who was there representing Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker. She spoke to this moment. I think she might have read something from a proclamation from the mayor's office.
At the time of his passing at age 33, Lee was in an elite group of innovators who shaped the sound of jazz trumpet. It is fitting and appropriate, therefore, that the city of Philadelphia officially recognize with this tribute Edward Lee Morgan for his tremendous musical talent that has brought joy to countless listeners, and for his contributions to bringing greater awareness and appreciation of jazz genre to those in Philadelphia and the world around you.
One of the things that took me aback almost immediately was being close to Raymond Darrell Cox, as he's known, the nephew of Lee Morgan. That Morgan family resemblance is so apparent. It was almost like Lee was somehow with us through Darrell. He is the executor of Lee's estate. He has shared Lee's personal information freely with members of our community. And even on this day, he had Lee's precious flugelhorn on the site, but we saw it.
That's the horn actually pictured on the cover of the Live at the Lighthouse.
That's the one,
right?
That's the one.
And, you know, Darrell, it's not just that he is, you know, a sort of next of kin and a witness, but he was, you know, it was his mom's house that Lee would stay at.
There you go.
When he was in Philadelphia. You know, he told us, oh, yeah, he wouldn't check in at some hotel.
Like, no.
You know, when he was in town, he stayed with us.
That's right. And he stayed in his room.
Yeah, right. He had to give up his bed for Uncle Lee.
That's right.
And, you know, you get the sense that that he was just the right age to, you know, to really like internalize and even get some like wisdom from his uncle. You know, like he was clearly imprinted by this musical sage, you know, and it was beautiful. I will not soon forget standing with him and looking up at the marker and just reflecting on that moment, because it meant so much to all of us, but especially, you know, it especially resonated with him.
And tell me a little bit about the adoration of the hometown crowd. Sometimes it gets a little weird when people move away. It's like, oh, he's too big. It seems like he was still appreciated very much when he would come back each time to town.
Well, when he came back here, he had no problems. He's one of us. He just happens to be able to play a trumpet. He was Tioga, Madison Street. That's my grandmother's house. And I used to go there, see him, see my Uncle Jimmy, who lived there with my grandparents. And we would stand on the steps of Madison House, and we could see the lights from Connie Mack Stadium, because it was only a few blocks away. So it was a different time, but I loved it. And Lee loved coming home. His whole air was different, because this is him, okay? He walked up and down these streets. Okay, that horn I have over there has his DNA in it. This is home, and he never forgot that.
I have one more question. You know, the senator named number of his albums.
Yes.
You know, and that's like that is a living testament. You know, those records are landmarks, but this is a different kind of landmark. And I wonder, what does this mean to you in this moment to look up and see the placard on this corner and know that this is permanent here?
Well, yesterday, let me get it together here.
Take your time.
When they put it up, I cry. But it's okay.
That's right. Lee Morgan, he's eternal.
Yeah, he's my family. Everybody used to think I was his son. Because the Morgan genes, you can't hide them. If you saw me when I was young, I looked just like him. When I would go to New York and visit him, and Lee and I would walk down the streets in Manhattan, and people would know him. He'd say, oh, I didn't know you had a son. And he would just go. He said, I guess I do. I'm just a little elongated version. Because my parents were tall. Lee was only about 5'10", 5'11", on a good day. My mom was 5'9". My dad is like 6'2". So if I would have came out the size of a Smurf, I would have had a lot of questions. Okay, a whole lot. Because I'm 6'6". So. You don't know what gene is coming down the pipe.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Well, congratulations again. You know, it's a real, it's a beautiful day. We're so happy for the whole community.
And I love WRTI.
Thank you, brother.
Been listening to you guys forever.
Daryl Cox speaking to us about his uncle, the great Lee Morgan. Again, we celebrated him on the corner of 52nd and Chancellor Streets right here in Philadelphia. An historical marker is there now. Go see it if you're in the city. If you visit the city, make time to get over there. And remember, one of the great trumpet voices of our time, Edward Lee Morgan.
One more shout to Faye Anderson and all that Philly jazz for the tireless advocacy. We know that it was not easy. We appreciate your efforts. We appreciate you. And we are all in this music together. And you, listening right now, you are also in it with us. So thank you for joining us, as always, on The Late Set. We hope that you will tell others about this show. Spread the word. Please... leave your feedback. Let us know how we're doing. And Greg, why don't we give folks a little teaser as to what's just around the corner here?
Well, we're going to keep our show in the brass family because we're remembering the great Ron Miles. Next episode with two folks who knew him best. I don't want to reveal too much. Let's leave it there.
We're going to leave it there. The special guests will be a fun surprise, mm-hmm. but suffice it to say that that we gathered some people who knew Ron Miles well, and we are going to have a beautiful time sort of remembering his legacy and his music. So stick with us. That will be coming later this month. And in the meantime, we hope you continue to enjoy your musical journey. Keep us in your ear, and we will... keep it coming.
The Late Set is a production of WRTI and made possible by WRTI members. It's hosted by yours truly, Greg Bryant, and Nate Chenin. The show is produced by Alex Arif, with assistance in the field by Kayla John.
WRTI's operations manager is Joe Patty. Its assistant director of production is Tyler McClure. Associate General Manager for Content and Programming is Josh Jackson, and Bill Johnson is WRTI's General Manager.
Stop by WRTI.org to see everything else we're cooking up here in Philly and beyond. We'll see you again soon.